breakdancing has made its way into the Olympics. This summer, in an Olympic first, we're going to see dancers popping, locking, doing head spins and gyros, all in an effort to win a gold medal at the Paris Games. I'm Andrew Mumbo, and this story got me wondering, how exactly does a new sport like breaking get added to the Olympics? Alyssa Ronick is a senior writer at ESPN, and she's in Paris covering her 10th Olympics.
So there's three different things, right? There's sports, there's disciplines, and then there's events. So for a new sport to get in, like breakdancing or breaking, that is the most complicated, has always been the most complicated. For a new discipline to get in, say BMX under cycling, under the UCI, a little less complicated. The UCI, or the governing international governing body of cycling, can decide to remove a discipline in favor of another discipline. And then you also have events. So say for skateboarding, you have park and street. Those are events. So you could maybe start pulling one in and substituting. But it used to be that a new sport to get in was a very complicated process. And at the same time, the IOC started to realize that they needed to add some new sports, certainly some youthful sports, some, you know, X Games style sports to attract a new audience. The audiences seem to be slipping every 2 to 4 years. And so what they did starting in 2020 was offer to each host country, each organizing committee, the opportunity to put forward one or more sports that were significant either to their country or to the geographic location of their country. And then those sports are then voted on for inclusion. So in 2020, we saw sport climbing, surfing, skateboarding, karate, and then the return of baseball and softball. And then at the next Olympics here in Paris, the Paris Organizing Committee was then able to yes or no to each of those and put forth their own. So they accepted sport climbing, surfing, and skateboarding, and then they put forth breaking, which is making its Olympic debut now.
Okay, so then how much power do host countries have when adding new sports?
The host countries have a lot of power in that. I mean, the first thing that has to happen is in order for a country to even put forth a new sport, it has to meet a few criteria. And the biggest is that the IOC must recognize the Sports International Federation, or IF. And so there are a lot of sports that are highly organized around the world. A certain number of countries must participate. They must have participation by men and women on multiple continents. And once the IOC recognizes the federation, then they have the opportunity to be included in the Olympics.
What has been the impact of adding new sports over the last few years?
You know, I think it's been the potential to help the sport grow around the world, right? You have participants in so many countries. Mm-hmm. There certainly are always going to be countries that are very, very strong. You know, with skateboarding, you know, you sort of knew it was going to be Brazil, Japan, and the U.S. But the potential for the Olympics and Olympic inclusion to grow the sport and funding in countries around the world, I think is also something that they look at as well. And I think we'll see in, you know, one or two Olympics, it's not going to be just three countries that are great at skateboarding, which is very cool and very exciting.
Alyssa Ronick is a senior writer for ESPN joining us from Paris. Alyssa, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Nice to talk with you, Andrew.